Hello everyone. I hope you're doing well today. My name is Kevin and welcome back to the Rare Podcast. It's been a while. Definitely have a lot of things have changed. So I think kind of with everything, it's been a little bit hard to record and I don't know. It's kind of like, you know, when you do too many things at once, you have a hard time balancing everything. And I'm still struggling with that now, but I think kind of with what I was going through, just with school, work, life, you kind of like, things change. But I told myself this year that I wanted to get back on and do podcasts. I still love to talk. That hasn't changed. I voice memo my friends, families, I call them all the time. So, you know, I think with this too, why not? Like, I would say I've gotten so much better at talking now, and there's just a lot I feel like you can learn and just have fun with, especially for something like this. So, welcome back to the very first episode for 2024. As I said, sorry if this has been a long time. Probably most of you have not cared or, like, probably forgot, but don't blame you. I definitely want to get back to being more consistent and posting more regularly. So that's kind of my goal. So this is kind of like an impromptu type of podcast episode. I don't really have anything planned. I kind of just want to talk about just general stuff, life, and, you know, things like that. And I guess what the future holds for these types of podcasts. So I hope everyone, I think the last time I recorded was like 2-3 years ago. So regarding that, I hope everyone has been doing well, everyone's been safe, and everything's been good. I know it's been a lot of, I feel like since COVID, I know I started this after COVID, but it's been so difficult. I think having to just navigate like life and just understanding how the world was gonna change, you know, I would say certain things for the better, certain things for the worse. But for me personally, I feel like it has been a really interesting impact, you know, overall. So especially since 2020, but I would say 4 years later now, I've definitely have changed a lot. I've grown. I definitely think I've matured a lot. I've understand more, and I'm kind of hitting that peak, especially at 24, not peak, but like at that milestone to where you have like no choice. You know what I mean? Like you have to grow up. So I think that's definitely something that like I am kind of experienced right now, and just really financially trying to be on my own and try to grow. You know, I can't use the excuse anymore of school or things like that, which I'm not saying is like a bad excuse, but it's kind of like there's nothing else kind of moving forward, you know. So for me personally, it's something that I'm trying to navigate. So that's just that on that. So just to kind of keep you updated, I am getting my master's in accounting this May. So in about 2 months as of this recording. So I'm definitely really happy. I have worked really hard to get it and, you know, put in a lot of effort and energy, especially now since I've like for the last year and a half, I've been kind of like mentally done with school. So because once you get your bachelor's, I feel like, oh, you know, you're done. But since then, I was like, well, you know, I want to get the CPA. I want to make a lot of money, especially in this economy, if we want to talk about it. It kind of sucks right now. So I'm just trying to do what I can to support my family, myself, and hopefully to start my own businesses. Business first, and then hopefully from there, I can do multiple things. But that's kind of my update right now. Currently working, doing an internship, which is great. It's in tax. That's something I want to go towards. So this is my kind of second time-ish going into the corporate world. I worked as an auditor, I would say for about 6 months, but it was a very small firm. So you really couldn't get the corporate life. You had kind of like the corporate rules, but because there was only like 5 to 6 people in my office, the office was so small. It was nice because you really like connected with everybody, and that's a great thing. But I definitely think that like, well, when I say 7 people, it's in our office. They have another location elsewhere, I think like 2 or 3. So with that, you know, I mean, it's bigger as a whole, but in terms of just my, where I was in my office, definitely very small. So I think going from there, you know, from helping my parents' salon, where, you know, you're dealing with a lot of different workers, people, you know, you can control your own schedule. I hire receptionists, I focus on school, I come in when needed, and that's it. You know, I'm focusing on myself, doing my own things. But then I'm like, you know, Kevin, how are you gonna grow, in a sense, or establish yourself when you don't have any like accounting experience, you know? And I didn't think about that until I was in my master's. I was like, I'll wait until I'm done with my master's and I'll go to school or go to work. But it's not, I don't think, the most ideal situation. And I didn't think about it, because when you're put in that setting, you are coming out of your master's with no accounting related work. Yeah, you can do the textbook credits and debits and all that shit, but then it's kind of like, how can you apply what you have into the real world? I can't. I can tell you about nails. Do you want to know about acrylic full sets? Do you want to know about gel polish pedicures? Do you want to know how the nail salon system kind of like works? I can tell you all that, but couldn't tell you anything about tax returns in the sense of like preparing them myself, you know what I mean? Or getting it from a client and all these stuff. But I've improved quite a lot since this internship. I've honestly have done way more this internship than I was supposed to, like way more. Like everything an intern was supposed to do, they were supposed to do, you know, throughout the internship, which was like, what, I think it's like 2.5, 3, 4 months, not sure. But I finished everything in like 3 weeks. I was like, oh my God, which I know, well, I kind of want to get to that in terms of the corporate world. But, you know, I think at that point, listen, I can't work slow. You work in a, listen, if any of you have been in the salon, especially like an Asian salon, which is like, I feel like a lot, you know, but often there's other like smaller shops, things like that. There's shops that just cater to like, just, or there are certain techs that just work by themselves and do these things. But in a, you know, a salon full of Vietnamese people, it's definitely very fast paced. So I've learned a lot in that sense. So, you know, when you're coming to a place where you're sitting down all fucking day for 8 hours, it's kind of hard. So with that, when it comes to work, I just want to get it out of the way. Like, I just want to be done. I just don't want to have to worry about it. Like, I can knock things out. I've learned how to move quick, obviously. I learned how to find ways to move quick, because that's what I've been doing for 5 years at the shop. So that's kind of that right now. I would say I'm doing pretty good. Obviously, there's still a lot to learn. And good thing, because I am an intern, I am hourly, so I'm not having to really suffer through busy season like most of these other staff, because there's auditors in our team too. So yeah, it's quite different. But I definitely want to talk about the corporate life soon. But that's just kind of my update with that. I have developed a huge obsession over Pokemon Squishmallows. I did do resale for quite a while. I made good money, I would say. I think after all, everything, I think like $1,000 or a little less, I think, but around that realm of how much I made. So I did pretty good. I stopped reselling. I know people would hate me for, but hey, you know, an economy being so ass, you just need to find ways to make money. So that's what I did. But now the demand, I would say, for Squishmallows have kind of died. So yeah, I think now they're so much easier to get. There's more places. Back then it was just Target. It was just I think like their Pokemon website. You can go to Walmart, but they were so hard to get. Like, when I tell you, getting Squishmallows were the hardest things, even just for me, my God. So I did pretty good reselling those. I think that's that with that. Obviously a lot of upgrades to my room, you know, I mean, need to get more organized. Oh, I've been getting into Legos, so that's been a very fun thing for me. Got a new car, got a Model Y Tesla, which I did get by myself, so that's a plus. And that's kind of it in terms of what I'm kind of dealing with now. If we're talking about friendships and relationships, which I feel like a lot of people have changed, especially during COVID, things just have been so different. So that's something I definitely want to mention too. But I've lost a lot of friends and family members along the way, not death, just to make that clear. But just in terms of people that I've respected, looked up to, or even cared about, it's all been kind of thrown out the window. I used to really care what people think, and you know, I try to be there for a lot of people, which I feel like in my nature and just in general people should, but you know, I'm putting the care into the wrong people. get the wrong things, what have you. So that's something that I have kind of like had a hard time adjusting to. So if any of you have felt the same way, that's, you know, it's normal. I think people grow apart, people change. I've changed, you know. I think back again, even a year ago, 2 years ago, like I've just changed. I've mellowed out a little bit. I've been more understanding. I've been trying to, you know, be a better person just with trying to make things better when I know it should, when it's necessary, or, you know, where if there are people that really care about you, putting in the effort, you know, to really try to get things to work out. But sometimes when you put in the efforts and then they don't reciprocate or they don't try, then I just feel like it's not fair for me to try to reach out as much. There's only so much I can do, and sometimes people need to be more accountable and hold their own. So, you know, that's that on that. I've lost close family members that I cared about all my life, been super close with, people that I would consider like almost like my twin, someone that like I could think like we, like there are certain people that we mesh so well, could think alike, we have the same interests, things like that. Then things happen, they don't give you the respect that you need, they disrespect you, they don't acknowledge their mistakes, and they don't apologize. So that's also another thing to where I'm like, you know what, it's not worth fixing something when they can't even come to a point of accepting their own wrongdoings. So that also kind of sucks, but what can you do? So that's also another situation that I've kind of been in. As I said, when I reach out, I'll try to reach out for people I do care about. But other than that, if you're going to be disrespectful, not put your 2 cents into it, or kind of think about what you've done, there's no point in me even trying to reach out. So yeah, I've lost a lot of friends too, who just kind of really haven't, like, they don't really care, I would say. You know, a lot of things nowadays are just for show. A lot of things nowadays are just kind of like for Instagram, you know, for whatever, just to put that on your story. And then next thing you know, they're talking shit behind your back. The other person's talking shit behind their back. It's kind of like, what's the point? You know, when you kind of see all these situations, it's like, why put yourself in that? So that's another thing to where I'm like, I'm not even going to deal with it. As much as you may seem like a good person, if you're doing this to someone and I'm just there like witnessing it, I can't imagine what you would possibly do to me. So there's that. There's people who've disrespected my family, other friends, other family members, and I'm just not about it. So yeah, I'm only down to like 3 close friends. I wouldn't say 3, like 4 or 5 close. Other than that, I don't even try reaching out anymore to other people. But there are people who haven't done anything, I would say, necessarily so wrong, but like they're just really difficult to deal with. They're not the most trustworthy person. They're not really the most authentic. And I also was like, you know, I'm coming into life just hitting mid-20s soon, and I'm over it. So yeah, so if you guys have felt like that or felt frustrated, annoyed, or whatever, like honestly, like don't feel bad, don't feel like you owe anyone anything. I'm kind of like, whatever, you know, if I feel like it's ready to make amends with certain people, I think I will reach out. But other than that, I'm just like, I don't care. I don't care if I have to say hi to you. Like, I won't say hi. I won't make any approach. We can move on with life if we have to be in the same room, do our own thing, say hi to our own people, and then move on. You know, things don't need to be awkward. Things don't need to be forced. And yeah, so that's just kind of my thought right now. So don't really talk to many people, and the people I do talk to, I talk them to death, which I do apologize because I talk a lot. I can send like an hour worth of voice memos easily. I can talk about a fucking tree branch for an hour. I can talk about anything for the longest time. Like, I could probably, if there was a world record for the longest conversation, I can probably win. I just love talking. So this is why I was like, you know what, let's get back into the podcast, let's start doing things, let's just start having fun, and let's just not stress, you know. Hopefully I can do well with this. I definitely want to promote more and do things, but that's kind of that with the friendship group. So yeah, I would say that's just kind of how I've been feeling. Other than that, moving into 2024, I think I'm ready to tackle all the tasks that I want to, and all the hobbies and stuff. So you'll be hearing a lot of those. I think one of the biggest things in terms of what this podcast season or type of podcast would be, I don't want to force it. I think I was trying to be in this niche of like just pop culture, which I love. But then I'm like, you know, I love to talk about myself in terms of just experiences, because, you know, when I'm listening to podcasts, I just feel like people just focus on such weird things or like the very niche things, which is fine. But it's like, I want to talk about things that like I want to talk about, that I feel like people can relate to. You know, I think like family trauma, love situations, dating, you know, getting a job, or just like things like that, you know. So but still throwing in pop culture. The only thing about pop culture that I'm not like really wanting to do is just, it's a lot of research, and sometimes I just want to sit in front of a mic and just fucking talk, no scripts, just let it out and just say what I want to say. So just a few updates kind of with 2024 and what to expect. I will have a lot more. I do want to do some pop culture related things. Obviously, Selena Gomez will be a big topic, which is why this podcast was inspired by. So expect that. Music is one of the biggest things, I would say. I definitely want to do reviews on either movies, shows, things like that, to give my two cents into it, because I feel like I'm pretty neutral and I look at things from both sides, you know. So I definitely want to do that. And then just talking about life. I definitely want to go into depth about how corporate world works, or what my experience was, you know, me even getting a Tesla, like how that whole process is, you know, what it feels like to lose a friend, or how I did, you know, trying to get a job, you know, my experiences being 24, you know. So I definitely want to touch up upon things like that. So you know, that's that. But some of my biggest goals is to be consistent with this. I also even made a 2024 bingo card, basically, you know, at the before I started my tax internship, because I had about like a month before, you know, because I did quit my auditing job just because it sucked ass. That we will get to another time. I definitely want to do a whole podcast just on like the tax world and just like kind of understanding how corporate life works in this situation. So I definitely want to do something like that, just if anyone's interested, because a lot of people are actually jumping back into accounting only because it's the only job that's going to give you stability, that will pay you well, and that has a pretty open job market for it. You know, obviously you need experience. I've gotten small rejections here and there from pretty big firms, which I just apply because I don't have any accounting experience. You know, some positions will give you that experience, you know, or are willing to teach you, others aren't, and that's just how the job market is nowadays. You can jump into marketing, you can jump into fucking, I don't know, like computer science. If you don't have the basic foundations, they won't hire you. It's interesting how you can have an entry level job or apply for one, yet they want like 3 to 4 years. I don't know how that works. I don't understand, don't care at this point. Just, you know, I think what I'm trying to do is just not worry about the things that I can't go achieve or try to get towards, and focus on things I know I can excel at and get, you know, because once you gain that experience, then you can work on those other things. So I definitely want to talk about, you know, corporate life and just how things are. So just expect a bunch of random bullshit. I'll be honest, I don't know. I think next week for sure I'm going to focus on corporate life, just because it's recent, it's something I feel like anyone can learn, and, you know, from someone who jumped from a non corporate life to now a corporate life, I definitely think that's something that's really, you know, my views are different. I never just started my first job, you know, in the corporate setting. I've managed businesses with my family, that's all I've been doing, you know, and I feel like I've done a good job, but I've never had to work under anyone much besides H&M for like 3 months. And, you know, so I might focus on that, but just expect a bunch of random things. Again, I definitely think I'm going to focus on it and do, you know, quality podcasts. Not going to lie, reflecting back on my old podcasts, it was kind of trash, I feel like. So those might get deleted, just FYI. Maybe I might retell some stories and look back at it now, you know, or just as I'm older, just because I feel like now I'm more level grounded. So you never know. But I still want to do, like, you know, my opinions on like maybe Grammys or the Oscars or what have you. So that's something I definitely want to focus on too, and just different things. So, but if anyone has any suggestions, I think you can write on something on here. I don't remember. Listen, it's been so long. I have not properly done a podcast episode in quite a while, but I promise myself I will get back into this. But expect a lot. Expect a lot of Selena Gomez stuff. With that, but some things on my 2024 bingo, you know, it's small stuff. You know, I do want to start a YouTube channel. I do want to get back into, obviously, the podcast is one of them. I achieved one thing. I got a car. I told myself either get a car, get a house, start the business. Either one. I want to graduate, obviously, get my CPA, write a book. That's something I definitely want to do a podcast episode on. I was actually going to hold off on that, but I definitely think talking about it throughout my journey would be kind of cool, and just, you know, my thought process and how it's been for me. It's been a year in the making. I'm not gonna lie, not much progress has been made, but I've done a lot of learning to where now I feel comfortable finishing it this year. So that's that on that too. I definitely want to talk about even trying to get your CPA, or, you know, so, you know, even with all these different tasks, I definitely want to do smaller mini podcast episodes on just my experience with it, you know? So I think that'd be cool, just to kind of talk about certain things and how things have helped, or what things I recommend or things I don't, or things I didn't like, what have you. So I'm very excited. As I said, this is just more to get started, to talk about certain things, and just to kind of prepare you guys for what's to come. So yeah, stay tuned. But I think that's kind of it on my life. So again, just don't feel bad if you haven't, you know, things haven't gone your way, or if you're upset about certain things. You know, I think right now these last couple of years have been very hard for a lot of people. People that I've known also, they have struggled. They're trying to get back into it. So, you know, if you're one of those people out there who have struggled or don't feel like you know what you're doing, or feel lost, or feel like you're getting pushed back, or, you know, you're like, you just don't know, just don't feel bad. I still feel like that even though I'm making progress, you know, but it's like, I don't want to do this corporate life. Honestly, I have no choice. I know I'm pretty good at it, but, you know, sitting at a desk for 40 to 55 hours can feel like a lot. So it's things like that where I'm a person who likes to be up. I like to run errands. Listen, I can run errands for like 10 hours. I can manage a salon. I can do things where I'm on my feet. I'm just more of a, I like to cater. I like to really do a business that focuses on customer service, even though customers are fucking stupid. But it's things like that. So I definitely want to do that. Oh, and I still want to talk about the nail salon experience, as, you know, I'm not there as much, but there's still stories to be told. Customer experiences that you would be like, what the fuck. So I definitely want to talk about those, and maybe do a few of those every other week or something. But yeah, so that's, I think, everything with kind of what I'm going through. I guess the only thing I could think of is dating. Other than that, I really have not had the opportunity to be in a relationship. I could have, I'm not gonna lie. Sorry, my lips kind of puckered. I could have had boyfriends, but, you know, I'm not that someone to just settle for less. Nice guys, I just don't think they kind of meet the requirements in a sense that I am wanting. And it's not big, it's just more of like, I want someone family oriented. You know, I do want someone who wants kids, you know, who wants to get married, who wants monogamy. And I'm not gonna lie, not saying everybody, but specifically in the LGBT gay community, just from where I'm living, it's been kind of hard to find someone that has the same interests as you, you know. And I'm not talking about hobbies, I'm just talking about goals and just things I feel like they're kind of like deal breakers, you know. So it kind of sucks, but, you know, I'm 24, I have never been in a relationship, so that's that. Definitely will talk about that more if I go on any dates or have any experiences, but we can talk about that later. I don't think this would be the right episode for it, but yeah, I think that's kind of my thought. You know what? I think we should end with a Selena Gomez fact. I usually do that at the beginning. See, I'm already losing my touch. Oh, I've lost my touch, so I'm trying to get back into it. But I don't think there's anything. Well, you know what, Selena right now has been posting recently a lot of her old, so right now in the last, I think like 2-3 weeks ago, she released Love On, which is one of her pop singles. It debuted on the charts on the Billboard Hot 100 at 54, and then the week after, Departed, which is not good considering the song was heavily on radio, had a music video, had merch, and, you know, I think Selena did the best she could posting on Instagram. I'm not, listen, she has not fallen out. Calm Down was such a smash hit because of the remix. And, you know, I think even in 2023, she had the second best selling song with Rema, in the whole world, you know? So it charted and peaked at number 3 on the Billboard Hot 100. It is most likely going to be certified diamond in the next 2 to 3 years, which would be her first diamond certified hit. And there's no performance of this song, really not many versions to mind you. And it has like over 1 billion streams on freaking Spotify. So she can be the biggest pop seller ever. You know, I think right now it's just the songs that she's releasing will definitely change that. You know, their trends, I think back in like, what, 2013, 2012, that's when Bubblegum Pop was a thing, which was what Love On is, you know. Then I feel like in 2019, like, I think it was like 2015, I think, to 2019 was very like rap influenced. Some dance music were pretty big, but it was kind of like more mellow, even slow songs, kind of depressing songs were kind of like really big, you know. And now we're kind of back to where, like, I think the last 2 years pop has made its comeback. So, you know, I think we had a lot, like last year, I think the year after too, female pop stars were dominating, you know, to where even now I can't even think of a male pop star that's like really doing it big, you know. So yeah, music now though, in 2024, as of March, I don't know. It's kind of mixed bag. We're getting a lot of, I mean, last year was a lot of country too. So that's also that on that. But I would say, like, you know, so basically I went off on a huge tangent. But one of the biggest things is, I think because the song wasn't well received, even though the song was pretty good, I think even my fans, because again, I have a Stan Twitter account, so one of the biggest things is it's not what this trend is now. And granted, release what you want. If that's the song you want to release, release it, you know. But you have to also think about the audience and what they also kind of want, I would say. And as of right now, I think Selena does excel in the more sultry pop type of songs, like Fetish, Same Old Love, Hands to Myself. One of her, like, they're her most acclaimed, like Bad Liar, and one of her biggest hits, you know, like those sultry pop songs, you know. I mean, she does really good with ballads too. People love her ballads. That's her first number one single on the Billboard Hot 100, Lose You They'll Love Me, which could have debuted at number one if Interscope, her record label, decided to release it on a fucking Friday. They were like, let's release it on a fucking Wednesday. And I was like, you're so lucky. Selena Gomez is Selena Gomez. And she had one of the best songs, I would say, of 2019 when it got released. And it, you know, was able to skyrocket from like, what, 15 to number one. But I was like, Interscope, she could have had her first debut number one single. It still hit number one. But when you hear debut, it's like, yeah, like it just debuted at the top, you know. In spirit, it could have happened. What can you do? So that's that on that. But she's been posting a lot of songs, or photos of songs like Good For You. So she posted that, Fetish. She posted music video, like, you know, on her Instagram story or Instagram post. And she even said, like, I hear you guys. So yeah, expect hopefully in the next couple weeks or a month or whatever, or even at least this year, a Selena Gomez type of song that's more like Good For You. Which, listen, one of my top favorite songs from her are her more sultry. Hands to Myself has to be her best song ever. One of my favorites. Good For You, the instrumental with her voice, and then ASAP Rocky. Oh, listen, that song is pop perfection. Fetish, which is also super good. You know, I wish it was bigger, but again, when you have a song called Fetish, it's not going to do well on radio. It's not going to pop up on YouTube. Granted, the song, you know, the title was not the most appropriate song. So, you know what I mean? I did put her at a disadvantage with that. But listen, that's one of people, every time I talk to someone, they're like, yeah, that song is one of my favorites from her. So, you know, I'm excited. I definitely think she needs to get back into that. I don't think she's done that in a while, you know? We're talking about her last couple of releases. You've had Past Life, which is, I wouldn't say as sultry, you know, but you had Ice Cream, which again, is a cute song. Calm Down was really nice. But, you know, My Mind and Me, Love On, Single Soon, you know, you haven't had songs, I feel like, that really is like the Selena Gomez sound. And again, I appreciate anyone that can go above and beyond, try something different. I don't think she's done a lot of bubblegum pop in quite a long time. You know, if I'm just counting her discovery with Interscope, I don't think so. You only have Ice Cream, you know, and I would say that's it in terms of like a pop song that's like very bubblegum like. You know, when you think about Revival, you think about Rare, like they're good, they're amazing pop songs, but I wouldn't say they're bubblegum pop. But you do Single Soon, which is more of like a teenage girly pop song in a sense. And yeah, I would say same thing for Love On. Again, both songs could have done way better, but again, it's just not the sound I feel like people are looking for. So yeah, it kind of flopped. I'm sorry. Listen, I'm a Selena Gomez fan. It is what it is. I think she knows it. And I think, you know, there was a rumor going around when someone on Stan Twitter, basically an insider, saying how like she didn't want to release those songs. I could be wrong. They could be wrong. But from what I'm getting is she didn't want to release them. They were scrap songs back in the Rare era, and they didn't fit the aesthetic. I could understand too. Like, you know, as like Single Soon was okay, but even Love On, it's kind of like these songs aren't necessarily bad, but they're not the best, especially in her discovery as a musician. She has so many good songs, and she, you know, when an artist releases a song, they're expecting a lot. So I think she understands too that it could have been a little bit underwhelming. So yeah, it kind of sucks, you know, because I know she can do a lot better. It's just, again, it's hard when it's just generally not a song that people are catching on to, you know, and you have to think about the music market now and what they're looking for and also adapt to that. You know, there's a lot of artists that always follow trends, and that's why they do so well in the charts. And there's people who just stick to themselves and still do very well you know. So it just really depends on the artist too and just what to expect. But I feel like Selena is ready to make that sultry comeback. So be ready, be prepared. Expect a Good For You and a Fetish 2.0. But yeah, she was just upset that it wasn't well received and was like, yeah, this is why. Like, her label wanted her to release an album that was full of bubblegum pop or that type of style, you know? And she was like, no. She's like, well, if it does well, then I get it. Let's do it. But, you know, I think Selena proved them right, like, or no, proved them wrong. Those songs aren't selling right now, and you can tell from her last two singles, they're not her. Like, to me, like, there are artists that can debut on the chart and then they fall off, and that's maybe the best they can do. But Selena has so much potential to do way more, and I think she even knows that. So that's kind of where she is, you know, hopefully doing the sounds that people want. So just expect new music. That is my Selena Gomez fact for the day. And stay tuned. So I'm hoping, and I'm, you know, I'm really happy to be back. I actually feel super calm and super happy, and I kind of feel like in that groove. So yeah, expect more episodes. I'm gonna plan this out, you know. I think I'm gonna talk about the corporate life as my next podcast, and then if there's any good movies or shows, then I might just throw in a review here and there. But as of right now, in terms of my scheduling, I'll probably do one podcast episode per week. You know, I'm not trying to throw in too much, and that's it. Hopefully there might be some special guests, friends. We'll see how well these podcast episodes can do. So yeah, I hope you guys have a wonderful day. Stay tuned for more episodes, and yeah, don't forget to stream as of right now Revolution, her most recent EP/album, and Rare Deluxe if you want to. But have a great day, guys.